天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。亲爱的听众朋友们，主内平安，我是何晨欣，很开心和您在天路导向节目相遇。在我们生活的世界上，孤儿被遗弃，他们长大后就想寻找自己的亲生父母，他们长大成人后，他们陷入到不知自己的身份的痛苦中。今天麦克牧师透过借我赐恩福来和我们分享基督徒的真实身份。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
What a joy it is to know that you are following this series of messages, blessed to be a blessing.
很高兴知道你坚持在听《借我赐恩福》这个系列信息。
I want to begin by asking you a question.
首先让我问你一个问题。
Have you ever dealt with anyone who was having an identity crisis?
你曾否和一些不知道自己是谁的人相处过吗？
If you have, then you understand the depth of sadness in such situation.
如果你有这样的经验，必定明白陷入这境况的人多么悲哀。
If you have ever been in a situation where you found yourself suffering from an identity crisis,
如果你曾经陷入不知自己身份的痛苦中，
You understand how confusing that can be.
你就知道那是多么迷茫。
Outwardly, everything may look all right.
外表看不出什么。
But inwardly, you feel insecure and unsure.
但你心中感到不安全，没有把握。
There were times in my youth when I was going through my own identity crisis.
当我年轻时也经历过不确定自己身份的危机。
Someone once said,
有人说过，
Millions of people are desperately seeking for their missing identity.
有上百万的人都在迫切地寻找自己失落的身份。
For those of you joining us for the first time,
如果你是第一次收听我们的节目，
We are in the middle of a series of messages called Blessed to be a Blessing.
我们正在讲借我赐恩福这个系列信息。
And today, in 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 4 to 12,
今天我们要看彼得前书第二章第四到十二节。主乃活石，固然是被人所弃的，却是被神所拣选所宝贵的。你们来到主面前，也就像活石被建造成为灵宫，做圣洁的祭司，借着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。因为经上说，看哪、啊、我把所拣选所宝贵的房角石安放在西安，信靠他的人必不至于羞愧。所以他在你们信的人就为宝贵，在那不信的人有话说，匠人所弃的石头已做了房角的头块石头，又说做了绊脚的石头，跌人的磐石。他们既不顺从，就在道理上绊跌，他们这样绊跌也是预定的。唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那照你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。你们从前算不得子民，现在却做了神的子民；从前未曾蒙连续，现在却蒙了连续。亲爱的弟兄啊，你们是客旅，是寄居的。我劝你们要禁戒肉体的私欲，这私欲是与灵魂征战的。你们在外邦人中，应当品行端正，叫那些毁谤你们是作恶的因看见你们的好行为，便在鉴察的日子归荣耀给神。
Peter shows us how God's blessings should define our identity.
彼得教导我们，因着神所赐的福，决定了我们的身份。
Out of His goodness and blessings, God gave us our identity.
出于神的善良和赐福，我们才有了明确的身份。
My listening friends, listen very carefully to what I'm going to tell you.
亲爱的朋友，请仔细听我说。
If you are a believer in Jesus Christ,
如果你是基督徒，
If you follow Him every day,
如果你天天跟随主，
then you should not have an identity crisis.
你不应该有身份失落的危机。
If you understand the blessings you have in Jesus Christ,
如果你明白你在耶稣基督里所得到的福气，
these blessings ought to define your identity.
这些福气让你有明确的身份。
And that's exactly what Peter is saying in this passage.
这正是彼得在这段经文里所说的。
That out of God's goodness,
因着神的善良，
out of God's mercy,
因着神的怜悯，
out of God's grace,
因着神的恩慈，
out of God's abundance,
因着神的丰盛，
we are given our identity.
我们有了明确的身份。
Believers have no reason to flounder in the Christian life.
信徒不应该为了自己是基督徒的身份而感到混乱迷茫。
There are some people who see their identity in their family name.
有些人从家世和出身来定自己的身份。
Some men see their identity in their jobs.
有些人从职业来定身份。
Or their titles.
或靠他们的职位。
Or their achievements.
或靠他们的成就。
Some wives see their identities in their husbands.
有些妇女靠丈夫定自己的身份。
Some children are happy to identify with their parents.
有些孩子乐于随从父母的身份。
Peter is telling us here that our true identity as believers in Jesus Christ,
彼得告诉我们，身为基督徒的真实身份，
comes from what Jesus did for us and what he did with us.
是靠着耶稣为我们成就的，以及他与我们一起做的事。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because we were nothing and he made us everything.
因为我们原本一文不值，他使我们成为贵重。
And 1 Peter 2:4 says, As you come to him.
彼得前书第二章第五节说，你们来到主面前。
What does he mean by that?
他是什么意思呢？
Before you come to Christ, you were nobody as far as heaven was concerned.
当你归向基督之前，你在天上是毫无地位的。
As far as justice in the courts of heaven was concerned, you were dead in sin.
按照天上法庭公正的判断，你是死在罪恶过犯之中的。
Before you came to Jesus, you were worse than nobody.
在你归向耶稣之前，你连无名小卒都算不上。
Before you came to Jesus, you had no spiritual identity to speak of.
在你归向耶稣之前，你根本没有任何属灵的身份。
You live and then you die, and that's the end of it.
你活了一辈子就死了，这就是你的人生。
Peter goes on to say that we were dead stones.
彼得接着说，我们就好像一块没有生命的石头。
And then Jesus, the living stone, quickened us and made us precious living stones.
但主耶稣是活石，他赐生命，唤醒我们，使我们也成为宝贵的活石。
Peter uses a lot of figurative language here, and you have to use your imagination.
彼得在这里使用了很多形象化的比喻，你需要运用你的想象力来理解。
Peter gives us 6 characteristics of our identity as believers.
彼得提出基督徒身份的六种特质。
Let's look at them.
让我们一一来看。
Number 1, we are living and precious stones.
第一，我们是宝贵的活石。
Secondly, we are a chosen people.
第二，我们是被拣选的族类。
Thirdly, we are a royal priesthood.
第三，我们是有君尊的祭司。
Fourthly, we are a holy nation.
第四，我们是圣洁的国度。
Fifthly, we are God's own possession, God's own people.
第五，我们是属于神自己的子民。
And number 6, we are mere tourists in this world.
第六， 我们在这世界只是客旅。
We will look at these one by one.
我们一项项来看。
First, believers are living and precious stones.
第一，基督徒是宝贵的活石。
The only reason believers in Christ are called precious stones.
基督徒之所以被称为宝贵的活石，唯一的理由。
Is because Christ himself is the cornerstone.
因为耶稣基督自己就是房角石。
Peter sees believers or the church as a magnificent building.
在彼得眼中，基督徒或者教会就好像一座宏伟的建筑物。
A spiritual building.
一栋属灵的房子。
Peter is saying that believers are a far more magnificent building than any building anywhere.
彼得说，基督徒成为一座建筑物，比世上任何地方的建筑更宏伟。
In ancient times, the whole building was as good as its foundation stone.
古时候，整栋房子最重要的就是基石。
The whole building stands or falls on the strength of its cornerstone.
房角石稳固，房子就能坚立，否则房子就会倒塌。
The cornerstone was always laid at the intersection of the corner.
房角石就是房角的第一块石头。
And the other foundation stones were placed alongside of it.
其他的基石是顺着房角石安放的。
And as the building goes up,
当房子往上盖时,
every stone in that building was placed in relationship to the cornerstone.
每一块石头都和房角石相连相关。
Did you notice that Peter did not say that we are made of bricks?
你有没有注意到彼得并不是说我们是砖头。
Why?
为什么呢?
Because bricks are all look alike.
因为每块砖头都是一样的。
Bricks have the same dimensions.
每块砖头有同样的体积。
Bricks have the same shape.
每块砖头有同样的形状。
And the reason Peter does not say we are bricks,
彼得不把我们比作砖头，还有一个原因。
Is because God does not mass produce his children.
是因为神的儿女并非工厂成批大量制造出来的。
Nor does he expect us to perform the same tasks.
神并没有要求我们都做同样的工作。
He has given us different measures of faith.
他赐给我们不同分量的信心。
He has given us different spiritual gifts.
他给予我们不同的属灵恩赐。
And therefore, what God expects from me is not necessarily what he expects from you.
所以神对我的期望和对你的期望不一定相同。
As long as we both are faithful.
只要我们都忠心服侍他。
And that is why Peter calls us stones.
所以彼得称我们为石头。
Because each stone is different from the other.
因为每一块石头都不相同。
Each stone is distinguished from the other.
每一块石头都是独特的。
Spiritually speaking,
从属灵的意义上来讲,
sometimes the master builder will have to smooth some rough edges of a given stone.
有时候总工程师要磨平某块石头的棱角。
Sometimes the master builder has to chisel some bulges in a given stone.
有时候总工程师要凿开某块石头多余的部分。
Sometimes the master builder has to chip away at the jagged edges of a given stone.
有时候总工程师要削掉某块石头的尖角。
And all of this can be painful sometimes.
这些都是痛苦的经历。
My listening friends, please listen carefully.
亲爱的朋友，请留心听我说。
Because this can be painful, some believers stay away from the building.
就因为有痛苦，于是有些基督徒就远离这座建筑物。
And that is why some believers don't want to get too close to the other believers.
所以有些基督徒疏远其他基督徒。
That is why some believers don't want to be an active part of a church.
所以有些基督徒不愿意积极参与教会。
That is why some believers refuse to fit in the rightful place in the service in the body of Christ.
所以有些基督徒拒绝参与在基督身体里应有的侍奉。
Of course, that's the height of selfishness.
当然，这是极度自私的。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because their absence is like a missing stone in a building, which of course creates a draft.
因为他们的缺席，这栋房子就少了一块石头，而形成漏风口。
Their absence makes the building less efficient.
他们的缺席减低了房子的功能。
Their absence keeps the building from being as effective as it could be.
他们的缺席使这栋房子不能发挥应该有的功效。
But when all the stones are there working and serving the purpose of God,
然而当每块石头都尽自己的本分，为服侍神而努力，
God's blessings will fall upon us.
神就会赐福。
Let me ask you a few questions.
让我问你几个问题。
Are you a good, precious, living stone?
你是不是一块美好宝贵的活石呢？
Are you a living stone who is willing to be placed where the master builder wants to place you?
你是一块活石，情愿照总工程师的意思安置吗？
Or do you run away all the time?
或者你总是在逃避呢？
Are you a living stone who has surrendered to the master builder's shaping?
你是一块活石，情愿照总工程师的意思被雕琢吗？
Or do you please yourself all the time?
或者你只顾自己的喜好呢？
Are you a living stone who is in your place of service?
你是一块放在侍奉岗位上的活石吗？
Or are you carelessly letting others bear your load in the building?
或者你疏忽自己的责任，让别人来承担呢？
Are you that precious living stone?
你是那块宝贵的活石吗？
Because that's where your identity is.
因为这就是你的身份。
There are some believers who mistakenly think that if they just receive Jesus as their Savior and Lord, then that's all they need to do.
有些基督徒误以为只要接受耶稣基督为救主就够了。
But they are wrong.
他们错了。
Believers have responsibilities to the master builder to be a living stone in his building.
基督徒有责任成为总工程师所建造的房屋里的一块活石。
You have responsibility to the cornerstone, the Lord Jesus Christ.
你要向房角石耶稣基督负责。
You also have responsibility to the other living stones to stand with them.
你也对其他的活石有责任。要和他们并肩而立。
You stand with them with all of their weaknesses.
他们虽有弱点，你与他们并立。
You stand with them with all of their faults.
他们虽有错误，你与他们并立。
You stand with them with all of their inadequacies.
他们虽有缺陷，你与他们并立。
But my listening friends, I want to tell you something else.
但亲爱的朋友，让我告诉你。
You are not a perfect cut either.
你也不是完美无瑕疵的。
First, our identity is that we are precious living stones.
第一，我们的身份是宝贵的活石。
Our second identity is that we are a chosen race.
我们第二个身份是被拣选的族类。
This was a term that was used to describe Israel in the Old Testament.
在旧约里用这个名称来形容以色列民。
Now the Apostle Peter, who lived and walked with Jesus for 3 1/3 of a year,
现在使徒彼得跟随了耶稣3.5年的时间，
lifts out this description of Israel in the Old Testament.
他从旧约里把这个形容以色列民的名称提出来，
and applies it to the Church of Jesus Christ.
用在耶稣基督的教会身上。
Which is now the new Israel of God.
也就是属于神的新以色列民。
Why did God choose Israel in the Old Testament?
在旧约时代，神为什么拣选以色列民呢？
Not because they were great civilization.
并不是因为他们有了不起的文化。
There were civilizations that were far more advanced.
其实他们的文明还差远呢。
Not because they were obedient people.
也不是因为他们是顺从的百姓。
Just ask Moses, they gave him plenty of trouble.
只要问问摩西，就知道百姓给他添多少麻烦。
Not because they had superior intelligence.
也不是因为他们有超越的知识。
There were far more intelligent people at the time.
当时有很多知识比他们更发达的民族。
Not because of anything in them.
完全不是因为他们有什么好的条件。
God chose Israel because of his sovereign will.
神拣选以色列是出于神至高的主权。
That is the only reason.
这是唯一的理由。
He is God and he can do anything he wants to do.
他是神，他完全随自己的意思而行。
God is not accountable to you and to me.
神不需要向你我交代他所做的。
The sooner we understand this, the sooner we become obedient and effective for the kingdom of God.
只要我们明白这点，就能在神的国度里顺服并发挥功效。
When the Israelites rejected God's cornerstone,
当以色列人拒绝神的房角时，
God's anointed one,
神所告立的那一位，
they were put aside.
他们就被搁置在一旁。
Peter is saying that God has chosen everyone who chooses God's cornerstone.
彼得说，神拣选凡是选择接纳神房角石的人。
He chooses everyone who believes and submit to his Messiah.
神拣选凡是相信并顺从弥赛亚的人。
And therefore, the chosen race in the New Testament is not based on physical descent.
因此，新约里的被拣选的族类，不是按照血统渊源。
But by adoption of grace.
而是在恩典中领养的。
Here's what Peter is saying.
彼得强调说，
Don't ever forget that the cornerstone was rejected.
千万不要忘记，房角石曾被弃绝。
He was despised.
他被藐视。
They spat on him.
他被唾弃。
They let him bleed to death.
他流血致死。
But now he is glorified as the mighty cornerstone.
但如今他得着荣耀，成为伟大的房角石。
If you believe in him, he will protect you.
你若相信他，他就会保佑你。
He will guard you.
他会护卫你。
He will guide you.
他会引领你。
And the very cornerstone that was rejected,
而这一块被弃绝的房角石，
God said of him that he is the one,
神说就是他，
who can take you to heaven.
他能带你到天堂。
While those who surrender to the cornerstone will be protected by him,
凡是愿意顺从这房角石的，都必得到他的保守。
By the same token, anyone who rejects the cornerstone,
同样的，拒绝房角石的人，
will be crushed by the very stone that they are rejected.
将会被他们自己所拒绝的石头压伤。
Peter is saying that those who reject the Messiah,
彼得说，拒绝弥赛亚的人，
will one day be crushed by him.
有一天会被弥赛亚消灭。
Those unbelievers will be crushed by the very stone that will receive, accept, and protect those who do believe in him.
这房角石会消灭拒绝相信他的人，但会接纳保护凡相信他的人。
Our first identity is that we are living precious stones.
我们的第一个身份就是宝贵的活石。
Our second identity is that we are the chosen race.
我们的第二个身份就是被拣选的族类。
Next time we will look at our third identity.
下一次节目我们要看第三个身份。
Namely that we are the royal priesthood.
也就是有君尊的祭司。
Until then, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大的赐福给你，下次节目时间再会。
感谢麦克牧师的分享和安详的翻译。我们有时候真的会迷失，忘记了自己真实的身份。信主后，我们成为神的儿女。借着彼得前书，彼得告诉我们基督徒身份的几种特质。我们是宝贵的活石和被拣选的族类。求主帮助我们成为活石，因为耶稣基督自己就是房角石。感谢神赐给我们生命，求主恩待我们，让我们每一天尽自己的本分，为服侍神而努力。亲爱的听众朋友们，感谢您收听天路导向节目，我们明天再会，愿神赐福您。
在基督里，我是新造的人。你看为宝贵，献上为你所有，让我成为你圣洁的器皿，被拣选族类，君尊的祭司。See you.